Peter, one thing that's often ignored is a very surprising finding on the ATAC trial, and that is when one combines tamoxifen to anastrozole, we see a negative effect. And there have been various theories put forth about interactions. If we could identify that subset, then we may find that 2 or 3% of patients, that the drugs are actually equal if one could identify why those 2 or 3% do worse. Is it possible, and you alluded to this a second ago, which is a perfect lead-in, I was going to ask the question anyway, but is it possible that those 2 to 3% are just purely tamoxifen-driven from the outset? These are patients, and this is a scary thing for tamoxifen, but is it possible that some tumors just start out tamoxifen-driven?
I think that that's probably true. I think that given the wide variation in how tamoxifen can be interpreted in different organ systems, and given the general chaotic nature of the genome and cancer cells, almost certainly some people from the very beginning are probably hurt from tamoxifen.
Can you imagine?
You can't tell who they are yet.
That's what I'm going to ask. Can you imagine any way we could test for that?
It would be an interesting thing to look at. And I could imagine that you could set up in the biopsy something where you actually gave neoadjuvant tamoxifen and took a look to see. Actually, we know that in neoadjuvant tamoxifen that actually people can express more progesterone, at least some of them, more progesterone receptor, and it can actually have initial estrogenic effects. So I think we could take a look, for instance, in some of those things like the neoadjuvant studies. There was one presented today where you do the biopsy and then you do the biopsy 2 weeks later and see if you got some kind of sustained, what looked like proliferative drive from the tamoxifen.